Good evening, everyone. This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And you might be thinking, hey, I know you, Mellow Max. What are you doing? It's a Monday night, not a Wednesday night, and you'd be correct. But it's not just any Monday night. It's, I just had the pleasure of seeing Levitation Room live at the Rockwell Theater, 0.9 miles away, right in Davis Square. And I went up to them and I was like, hey, listen, that was absolutely incredible. I have a radio show in a couple of hours. Or at least, you know, I called dibs on a couple of open hours on the schedule. Do you guys want to come on for an interview? And they said yes. So it's going to be a whole bunch of psychedelic music. And they said that they'd be here in like 5-10 minutes. So they'll be here soon. We'll be doing that. Other great concert I went to last night, Psychedelic Porn Crumpets at the Royale. Absolutely fantastic. And coming up next, to celebrate, is one of my all-time favorite Psychedelic Porn Crumpets songs, Surf's Up. Get hype for Levitation Room, guys. I am psyched. All right, that last song was Levitation Room with Warmth of the Sun. And coming up next, we are going to have a new release by Levitation Room. And at some point after that, I'll be joined by that very band. Oh, I am really excited. I hope that you guys are too. Coming up next, here's Heaven by Levitation Room off of their new 2024 album.
Place. What am I?
Hello, and I am now joined by Levitation Room. Would you guys all like to say hello and introduce yourselves?
Hello, my name is Julian Porte. I'm the lead singer and rhythm guitar player.
Boston, beautiful. Hello, this is Kevin. Play bass guitar. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yo, guys, this is Gabe, lead guitar player. You know what it is.
Sexiest one in the band.
I'm Jonathan Martin. I play percussion and drums, and I also play the fool.
Yeah, it's an important role to play. Someone's got to do it.
Someone.
He's the court jester.
Yes. Ooh, there's actually a great song by a Boston band called Court Jester.
Oh, really?
We might play that later in the show.
But, I'd love to hear it. That.
Yeah. So, this was your first time in Boston.
Yeah.
During the show, you guys said that you thought it was really cute. What'd you guys do while you were here? Where'd you go?
You know what? We didn't really have any time, but the drive-in was very beautiful. We were just like, oh, look at that. Look at that. Oh, yeah. My God, this place is cute.
As soon as we got in, it was like golden hour was setting in on these adorable little like cottage houses, and there was like all these like water bits and stuff, and everyone was walking around. It was fucking precious. Beautiful place.
People were like rowing boats.
Beautiful flower arrangements on everyone's front lawn. It was beautiful.
Oh, yeah. No, it is definitely cute, especially this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
If you came here like a month and a half ago, it would have been gray and rainy. And if you came here a couple months later, it would have been too hot. But I mean, you guys are from California, so it gets hot there too.
We brought the weather with us.
You did. And I'm thankful for it. It's beautiful out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Truly.
So where are you guys headed to next on your tour?
We're going to Troy, New York.
Nice.
Yeah, so we were just in, we had a day off yesterday in New York, mm-hmm. New York City, so... Back to, I think it's upstate, right?
I think Troy. So. It's like near Albany. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to be playing
upstate.
A club called No Fun.
Oh, well, I hope that you guys
have fun.
Don't, yeah, yes. Yeah. I don't know if that's against the rules, but. All right, so let's get the basics out of the way. Your name, I've heard the story, but I don't know if the listeners have. So where'd you guys get your name?
Jules.
Are we allowed to talk about?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
As long as you're not, you know, on drugs currently.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. But you can talk about past experiences.
Soberest dudes on planet Earth right now.
Yeah. So we used to have a studio called Everydays, and it was kind of like a local music hub in East Los Angeles that we put together. But before it was that, it was just our headquarters for, you know, it was our music studio, and some of us, like half of us, lived there. And one night we were, me, John, our drummer over here, and our original bass player, Jonas, we were hanging out, and we took some mushrooms, and we were having a wonderful time. We decided to jam, and we used to have this kind of like little, this little black stage in our studio, a little platform, and in the middle of our jam session, my feet were kind of hovering over the stage. And I looked down, and it looked like I was levitating. It looked like I was floating. And at the time, we were looking for a band name. And we got off stage, and we were on a natural high, basically, just from jamming, and it felt really good. And I remember just thinking, like, man, guys, I felt like I was floating there for a minute. And then the word levitation popped in my head. So I looked it up. Some band from the 90s had already taken it. So we kind of pondered there for a little bit about, you know, because I didn't want to let go of the word because I liked it. And so we're like, well, we're inside a room, and I felt like I was floating inside this room. So Levitation Room. Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I think that your music has made me levitate once or twice. And if it came out of that room, then it truly is a levitation room.
Yeah.
I saw you levitating during the set, dude. It
felt like it.
I think everyone was levitating.
I don't think my feet touched the ground.
I was like, someone help this guy.
This guy's like Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
He's in a balloon.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, I mean, I liked all of your dance moves, too.
Oh, thank you.
Especially you, Kevin. You had like this little number you were doing.
Hips. I got the hips, baby. These hips don't lie, dude. Call me Shakira, baby. What's up?
Put your heart out, Elvis Presley.
All right, let's see. And let's play some more music in a second. But before we do, what's all of your favorite concerts that you've played?
Ever?
Ever.
Ever?
Ever.
I got mine.
I got mine. I got mine.
Yeah. Did you style like that?
Yeah. Desert Days. A couple years ago.
I think that would be the consensus between all of us.
Yeah.
Desert Days 22.
Yeah, it was like 7 o'clock, perfect time. The sun was coming down.
Yeah.
Sunday night. I feel like that was like my first true, like, I've only been in the band about 3 years. And when that happened, that really felt like I fully like settled into like the glory, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Of like, you know, being in, you know, being with these dudes and really doing it. And I think we all had the time of our fucking lives up there, but I know that was ultra special for y'all.
Yeah. Yep. Well, it was crazy for me because like a week before that, we were in Mexico City and I got kidnapped.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I didn't think I was going to make it out alive of that situation. And I remember when it was happening, I was just, one of the thoughts that I was having was like, damn, I'm not going to play Desert Days this year.
The Desert Days was special for me. It was because my dad showed up.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
Eddie. He was like side stage to me, like 10 feet. Like,
we did a chant for
him. Like being a dad with his phone out and like, there's like thousands of people in front of us, but he's only recording like, zooming in on my face. But Julian played a song called Pienso en Ti, which is in Spanish, but it's also a homage to our heritage and our culture and our parents. And when that happened, we were like, oh, my dad's here. And I don't know, we have this thing sometimes, we just start like rooting, cheering. And my dad's name is Eddie, and everyone was like, Eddie. And in the whole crowd,
everyone down, dude.
That was really my dad's rock and roll moment.
Yeah. Very rock and roll. And so wait, back to the kidnapping thing, not to just blaze over. Was it like targeted? Did they know who you were? Was it just like a random, wrong place, wrong time?
No. So what happened was, we played this gig and me and my girlfriend decided to vacation there for like a week after our gig. And literally on the last day we were there, we were checking out of our Airbnb and our friend Osmar, his band had opened up for us at the show, and his girlfriend was friends with my girlfriend, and so he was kind of like showing us around Mexico City and taking us around in his car and stuff, and he knew we were trying to get up to this national park called Desierto de los Leones. It's a national forest park, and it has like catacombs and an old monastery there, and it's beautiful up there. Anyways, he picked us up in the morning. And he knew that we had a late flight out, so he was like, well, I'll take you guys, we'll enjoy the day, we'll go up to the mountains, and then I'll drop you off at the airport. So we loaded all our stuff into his car, and we headed up there. It's about an hour and a half drive. It was a beautiful day, and I remember just really enjoying myself, thinking like, wow, this has been an amazing trip. And we stopped off to go smoke a little in the forest, you know, along this little ravine. And as we were walking back, we got ambushed by 5 people with guns and knives. And they took us off the beaten path for like 15 minutes deep into the forest. And I remember just thinking like, wow, this is it. They're going to slit our throats and leave us here for dead, you know. And fortunately, long story short, they let us keep our lives and they took everything we had. They stole my friend's car, which had like my guitar and gear and luggage and everything, passports. So we were stuck in Mexico City. We were stuck there for like a week. There was some major earthquakes that happened too while we were there. I was just thinking like, damn, I'm never gonna make it out. I'm never gonna see my mother again.
Yeah, the day Julian was supposed to come back, I was kind of expecting him to either hit one of us up, and it was like the evening, and John calls me and he's like, "Have you talked to Julian?" It's like, no, but I kind of figured he'd hit one of us up. And John broke the news to me that like something happened to Julian. And I was like, I had a feeling.
Julian's mom called me.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Because
you managed to call her from the police department, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
She let me know and I relayed the news.
It was a very scary experience, man.
All that being said,
we were hogtied and gagged and everything. Wow. Yeah.
All that being said, Julian had his eyes on the prize on Desert Days, and he got into contact with me, and he's like, dude, is there any way you can rebuy my pedal board and just figure it out? And
I was like, get all my pedals,
let's go,
back.
Let's do it. And we put it together,
The show must go on, as they say.
Yeah, so yeah. So to go from that to, you know, to
less
Desert Days was an overwhelming experience, you know? Yeah, mm-hmm. I was very emotional.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you all. I'm glad that you survived. I'm glad Thank that you all made it to Desert Days. I'm bummed I wasn't there.
Next one
for sure. All right, yeah. So someone requested that I play "Boston Babies" by Slaughter and the Dogs.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's Gabriel. Yeah.
That's me.
Me
is there anything
Gabe
you want to say about this song?
Well, I mean, Julian and I grew up with a huge affinity in the punk rock world. 77 is first wave punk rock music. And this band just rips, right? Like, and it's unfortunately like a lot of their discography, the good stuff, is not on streaming.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, when we heard we're going to a radio station, I'm in Boston, I was just like, Slaughter and Dogs it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that's the perfect reason to play it. So we're going to listen to that. It's only a minute and a half, so we will figure out something else to play after that, and we'll be back in a bit.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Toodles. Of pie.
Oh, mercy.
Yes.
All right, this is Mellow Max, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am joined by Levitation Room. How's it going, guys?
It's going well, man.
Lovely times. Yeah. Mellow Max, huh? I love that.
Hello. Yeah. Oh, and the show, of course, is highly recommended, full of all of the music that I recommend highly.
Very high.
I bet.
What are you insinuating there?
Oh, no insinuations whatsoever.
I had a feeling no insinuations. That's great.
No, yeah. Yes.
It's just straightforward.
And so those last several songs were what you guys have been listening to on tour, right?
Yeah.
And lifelong favorites, really. Yeah.
Who gets aux when you're like driving?
Driver does.
Yeah. Okay. That's the rule. The golden rule.
For better or worse, man. Fuck. I'd be bugged. I mean, crap. I mean, for better or worse, it's a whole thing. We all love music. It's a really good time. Yep.
Yeah. And those songs were Gil Scott Heron with "Home Is Where the Hatred Is," Pastor T.L. Barrett and the Youth Choir, and the Youth for Christ Choir with "Like a Ship," Heather with "Pink Purple Blues," Dwight Twilley Band with "Looking for Magic," and NRBQ with "Magnet."
Yeah, those are some of the classics just in the tour playlist. But also as far as the aux rules, sometimes we gotta change it up in music and we do a little podcasting, a little comedy.
What do you guys like to listen to?
Well, when it's Monday or past the new Monday, we listen to Kill Tony.
Okay.
Which is Tony Hinchcliffe's like a variety live podcast show. It's very... it's entertaining, it's cringy, it's it's great, you know.
Nice.
It's unpredictable.
Also been listening to a lot of the stand-up comedian Sam Morrell.
He's
hilarious, man.
Yeah, he's based out of Manhattan, New York. He's just one of those guys, like, every 5 seconds he has a new punchline.
Every joke is just, it's just amazing.
Do you guys have any good jokes?
Just like dad jokes.
Yeah, no, that's... That is exactly the assignment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there is like a story, like kind of joke that I keep in my back pocket a little bit. And there's this like, it's a story about my friend who's an alcoholic, and you know, him and his wife have been going through like hard times, and she hates when he goes to the bar and drinks. You know, then one day he went drinking. And he got pretty drunk at the bar, and he's just telling the bartender, like, damn, I smell like booze. What am I going to do? I'm going to go home, and I smell like a drunk. My wife's going to know. Bartender goes, like, you know, you have $5 bill around you? And he's like, yeah, like, put it in your pocket right now. And you just say you popped in for one drink, and someone spilled a drink on you. He gave you $5 for dry cleaning, right? Gentlemen. So the guy's like, perfect. Pour me another. And so he goes home, wasted, you know, and his wife, just as predicted, like, what were you doing now? And he's like, don't worry about it. Someone just spilled a drink on me. Look, he even gave me a $5. And his wife goes, this is a $10. He's like, he gave me a $5. He spilled a drink on my shirt. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, he gave me $5. And the wife goes, this is a $10. And the guy goes, oh, well, he also pooped my pants.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, real sick one. Real sick one.
Mine, nice. Mine was shorter than that. Yeah, mine's sorry, just sorry. Like, what was the?
I don't know, dude.
why do hippies wear corduroys?
Why?
Because they're groovy.
Oh, God. Yeah, this is why we listen to podcasts.
Yes. Yeah.
That's why I play music. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this is going to be a podcast.
Okay, cool.
Yes. Oh, really?
Fun fact.
Cool.
Good. Yeah. You guys can listen back or not.
You're going to need the editor for a lot of good bleeping things. Okay. Well, yeah.
They can go on Spotify. They don't care.
I think at this point we listen to more podcasts and stand-up comedy than we do music.
Yeah.
After so many tours... granted, we're always listening to new music and bringing things on the playlist, but sometimes, you know, a 7-hour drive.
Oh, yeah.
Let's break it up a little bit, a couple hours of conversation, you know, things like that.
So that leads me to two questions. One is, where do you guys go to find new music? And the other is when you, I find that I sometimes become like saturated with music and I kind of need like a palate cleanser. I need like some genre to give that oomph back to music. What genre, what artists, what song do you guys go to?
Wow.
You could go deep dive into like Brazilian.
I think lately for us, like international Brazilian, Tropicalia, bossa music has been.
Yeah, definitely.
Samba rock, yeah, for sure.
I also like, I listen to a lot of hip hop too. You know, sometimes I'll just get on a kick of just listening to nothing but hip hop. You know, because that's the music I grew up with. So, mm-hmm.
Do you have any favorite artists?
Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang Clan, definitely. That's Wu-Tang. Easy. Yeah. But I mean, I grew up with like Tupac and Biggie and all the greats, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
The 90s.
Yeah. Like a lot of Guru and
Nas.
Nas, definitely. Like a lot of the New York hip hop stuff is just, yeah.
Love these chairs.
I think
they have a lot of opinions.
They got character, man.
They heard Nas and were like,
they like Jay-Z better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, your chair loves
Nas.
We were
kind of just going over the whole like the beef between
Kendrick, Drake.
Yeah, Kendrick and Drake, and we're like listening to all the tracks, you know, all the responses, and it's pretty interesting.
Euphoria. He said,
"Classic." I just have not been following that at all. But then I was walking down the street yesterday past a bar, and I heard that one. There's some line in one of those songs about pissing, and I don't know. You guys, whatever it was, I was walking by a bar and I was like, "What the heck did I just hear?" And then they're like, oh yeah, that's the diss track. And I was like, that makes sense.
I think the main part in that regard for us, just even caring, is just like, well, Kendrick's from LA, so homeboy better be killing it.
And he did.
Yeah, he did.
And he did, turns out.
He's cutting real deep.
Those are really fun questions. I think my favorite way currently to discover new music is through Spotify, or like posted on Instagram or whatever playlist from like bands that we know.
Yeah.
You know, people will be posting like playlists that they put together on like a recent tour or something. And there's always like a lot of tasty things that our friends are listening to that are really, really fun to kind of dig into.
Yeah. Sometimes fans will drop some names us and be like, you guys got to check these bands out.
So. One for me is going to flea markets and checking out the record vendors and just digging through their crates, and there's some gold.
Yeah.
Pasadena City College is a good. Well,
speaking of flea markets, you guys won't be in town, but Tuesday through Sunday, Massachusetts is home to what's been voted the world's best flea market.
Mm. The world?
The world.
Hot dog.
Yeah. It's called Brimfield Flea Market. It's about an hour west, and it is like field after field after field of vendors selling stuff.
Sounds exhausting.
Selling fleas.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
A lot of fleas.
Sounds like a whole day.
That's right up our alley. We look like we walked out of the flea market.
True.
I have to say that I think that pretty much 100% of the best mustaches at that gig are in this room now.
I just shaved.
The only other thing that we have to do on air each hour is read a PSA. I found a fun one. Would you guys like to pass it around and read it?
Sure.
It's about a fun topic.
Sorry.
You want to start over here?
It's going to be great.
Even though marijuana is the safest known psychoactive drug, legal for adult recreational use in many states, including Massachusetts, and nobody has ever died from an overdose, when you get high, your brain functions differently.
Well, that's the point, isn't it, Julian? Consuming cannabis and products derived from it containing THC will alter your senses, change the way your body processes perceptions and thoughts, and affect your reaction times. Most dangerously, when you are faced with an immediate emergency situation, which can happen at any time, particularly while driving.
Of course.